Welcome to Money Grows on Trees.
Money does grow on trees.
A podcast full of practical, real-life money lessons that you wish you learned in school. Lloyd is a former lawyer turned lifestyle entrepreneur. In each episode, he'll be answering the tough questions around money, investing, and entrepreneurship to help you transform your money mindset and move you closer to achieving your financial goals. Now, let the class begin. Here's your host, Lloyd Ross.
Welcome back to the show, Money Grows on Trees podcast. My name's Lloyd Ross. This episode is on the ultimate money saving tips, okay? These are the best money saving tips. I could give you some of my own, of course, in my books. They're in there. If you read my books, and you're welcome to do that. But I just did a recent poll, actually, in our community, and what came back was some awesome money saving tips. And I actually wanted to share them with you because I think there's some gold in these, and I think it's a really quick way to master your money really fast, right? And that's where, like, managing money or managing your behavior, which is actually what you do when you manage money. Money's a byproduct of your behavior management, by the way. But this is how you get fast wins, right? You realize you have more money at the end of every month than you would have normally. And that's empowerment. That's like, wow, I actually can create money here. I can create the seed to plant my money tree, because then you'll actually have cash to invest. Invest in yourself, invest in leveling up in skills, invest in the stock market, invest in real estate, whatever it is you want to invest in, you know, to create some sort of leverage or, you know, result, an ability to make more money, right? So here we go. Here's some of the ultimate saving tips that came from the community. I'm going to share them with you, put a bit of context around them for you so it makes sense. And off we go. So the first one was always research and shop around for a better deal. That is very true, and usually it actually doesn't happen. People often don't do it. We've all fallen into the trap, including me, where you just want quick and you want convenience. And that makes sense to an extent because money is time. But depending on the size of the purchase, you do want to shop around for a better deal. And one of the fastest ways to do that is just to jump online. And it reminds me of when Alicia and I went to buy a laptop for her. You know, part of that process was like, let's double the productivity in the household office here by having a laptop for her. So it was an investment in the business, in our business, in our online business. So we went to have a look, right? See what was out there. And when we got to the shop, a retail shop, we found one that was great. And while we were there, we just jumped online quickly to see what the price was. And lo and behold, it was actually far cheaper online than what was in the shop. Crazy. So we showed them that, and then they said, okay, we'll give you that deal. And I think we probably saved, I guess it was around $300 or $400, maybe more, maybe $1,000. It was a lot. But it was just worthwhile doing that little extra bit of research, okay? So of course, if you're researching big things like real estate, yeah, it pays to, you know, to look around. When we bought our car, same thing. A lot of research went into that because, you know, just over time, just like what's a fair deal? Because you can save $5,000, $10,000, $20,000 doing that, right? So that's the first thing. Second tip is before you purchase something, ask yourself, how many hours of time am I exchanging for this? Okay, now I talk about this in my first book, Money Grows on Trees. Think of your money as time. So if you're about to buy an expensive bag, a pair of shoes, clothes, whatever it is, an experience, think, am I prepared or am I happy to exchange this many hours of my job or my work to actually have this thing or do this thing? And that's a really quick way to actually flip your mindset. I just did an email about this actually to our email subscribers about tricking your mind into creating pain around spending. So if you can say, well, look, I have to work 50 hours to afford this new iPhone. This is crazy. I'm not prepared to do that. I'm not going to buy that now. So it just creates this mental pain. You're realizing you don't want to exchange that much time for this thing. And that'll move your brain into pain, and it'll move away from that, which means it'll move away from the spending. So your spending won't be like retail therapy. It'll be more like retail shock therapy. It'll be like painful. So that's a very, very, very effective way to manage your money better, right? Someone wrote to me, do not have children. Obviously, children cost money. I don't know where, you know, you didn't think it was going to cost you money to have kids. But of course, you know, hey, wonderful ROI. I would encourage it. It makes sense. But be prepared for it, right? We have to have children. We've got to procreate and move to the next generation. But just be prepared. You know, children cost money. Okay, that was a bit of a funny one. And one of my friends, hey, one of my great friends and who does the podcast, who produces our podcast, Phil. And if you haven't listened to his podcast, Invest in Yourself, you should do that. The podcast mogul did an episode with him on this, actually, one of the earlier stages, but he's probably listening to this to edit it. So I would say, what's up, buddy? Thanks for being amazing. But he wrote here, and I think he's learned this from listening to all the podcasts. He's funny. He said to me, it's really funny. Lloyd pays me to learn from him. What a legend. It's so clever how he's doing that. So that's why you can start podcasts or become a producer or help people start a podcast. Here's the reason why I started this podcast. So there you go. Now he's learning and getting paid for it. What a legend. So he says here, save 20% of what you make, right? Now, even if you're not used to that, you can save 10% of what you make. Okay. Now, this is one of the really first rules of money is to pay yourself first. 10% is a good starting point because you won't miss the 10%. You can still live your lifestyle as it is now without the 10%. As long as you pay yourself first. See, most people pay themselves last. They'll go and spend 90% of their money now and try and save the last 10%. They say, oh, that's savings. Oh, it's leftover money. No, you got to do it first. Put your 10% away first, okay, before you do anything else. And then you have to worry about it. That's why you don't really have to worry about budgets so much if you've paid yourself first. Because if you get to the end of that money, at least you know you've paid yourself. That's done. And if you get to the end of it and you still owe things, you can go and create extra money. You gotta hustle then. You don't want to rob yourself of the 10% once you put that away. But he's got here 20%, so obviously he knows that the more you can save earlier in your life, the better, because it'll give you more flexibility and choice of investing in things, which will create more opportunity for you faster, okay? So then, monthly audit of your bank account. So this is one of my 5 Steps to Millions mentorship students. She said here, it's from Tammy, she said, and I've taught her this through, she's been working with us for a bit now, and she's said, monthly audit of a bank account. So you've got to really sit down and audit your bank accounts ruthlessly and often, meaning go and look at what you're spending money on, and you'll be absolutely disgusted in what you spend. It's a real personal development experience to sit down and look at your bank accounts, okay? And a lot of people don't do that because they're avoiders, okay? It's a money archetype that I talk about in my first book, an avoider. And that's just where people just don't want to do that. And it's confronting. It's like, oh my God, my spending's out of control because your behavior's out of control. And we are human beings and sometimes our behavior does get out of control. No one's perfect. It's not about being perfect. It's about being as close to the line of reasonableness as you possibly can. Be very rational with what you're spending money on, okay? So doing an audit of your bank accounts every month is what we do. It keeps you close to the line. It keeps you on the rails, okay? That's the trick. It's funny, this one my dad sent in. He said, stay away from car motor dealerships. So if you're a spender archetype just like him, then yes, you would want to position yourself out and away from environments that encourage your dopamine levels to go off the Richter scale and, you know, spend a ton of money you don't need to spend. My dad's prone to buying motor cars. You should see some of the motor cars he's bought in the years. So yeah, he doesn't go to car dealerships anymore. Yeah, last time we went to one, I think he walked out with a red Jag. So there you go. So that's his one. I would suggest too, yeah, to steer clear of environments that actually encourage you to spend. I would say that. Or if you're going to go somewhere where there's an environment of spending, like let's say you take your kids to the arcade or you take them to Time Zone or whatever it is, just make sure you get a budget, right, before that happens. I remember we took my niece once to the Gold Coast show, which is like a carny sideshow here. And we walked in, I took $200 out of the ATM at the start, cash, because I only took cash. And as I took the money out, this guy walks past and he goes, oh yeah, $200, gone. And yeah, it was gone. It evaporated within the first, you know, one experience of, you know, dealing with a carny. They're just like, they are magicians. Your money will be gone before you know it. So anyway, have a budget. That's important. Friend here's contraception. So obviously, yep, people understanding that, yep, children, yep, we, you know, as we're all once kids, we all cost money, and the kids we have cost money. You have to have money to live in this world, right? That's why Zig Ziglar says money's not everything, but it's right up there with oxygen. It really is. And that's why it ought to be a focus of being able to create it, grow it, save it, invest it. Okay. This is why I have this podcast in our books, in our coaching, in our mentorship, so we can help people do that. That's the mission, right? Teaching you all the things you wish you learn about money at school, but you didn't, and that's why I'm here. So someone said, make more than you need to save. It makes sense, yep. But hey, there's a lot of six-figure, multiple six-figure earners, seven-figure earners that don't have any savings, that they spend everything they earn, still to this day, right? So it's a mindset thing too. You don't need to make a lot of money to be rich. You just need to make a lot more than what you need to make a lot more than you spend, basically. So there's a bit of a delta there, a difference at the end of the month. Someone said, make use of your local library to borrow books and CDs and audios instead of buying. Sure. I mean, actually, my mum told me, I think there's an app now where you can get the library app for your local library and you can actually download digital books. I think that, try that, I think. But there's a wonderful app called Scribd. And it's on your, you can download it on your iPhone. And it allows you to access unlimited books for like, I think it's $10 US a month. So I think that's pretty effective too, right? What else have we got here? Learn how to make money, right? Better than saving. Well, you still got to do both, right? If you learn how to make money, you still got to underspend your income. And here, one of my friends said, don't buy anything. Holly said, don't buy anything unless you can actually afford five of them. Okay, so I think Jay-Z speaks about this a bit, but if you're going to buy something, make sure you can afford five of them before you buy it, because it means you've well and truly got the cash flow to do it. And I think the biggest trap people fall into when they're buying stuff is they've fallen into this whole buy now, pay later thing. That's a really dreadful mindset to carry into things. Never spend money that you don't have. I wouldn't do that. I mean, you hear the stories of entrepreneurs that spend money before they have it and they take massive risks and so on, but what you don't hear about is the stories that never worked out. You only see the ones on Twitter where it worked out. You don't see the stories where they did that and it, you know, all of a sudden they're bankrupt. So just be a little bit careful. I mean, there's certain times to take risk and not, but yeah, I think it's a great idea to have five times of something before you buy it. Okay. It's just, again, it's not like a steadfast rule, but it's probably a good money rule for someone to put in place. And if you haven't listened to my episode on money rules, go back and check out that episode. This is a good one for you if you're a spender. Make sure you got five times the amount you need before you buy it. Someone said, don't buy takeaway coffee. Sure. I mean, that's a quick one, right? Quick win. Yeah, I mean, you probably save an extra $25 a week not doing that. And hey, that compounds. What's that, $1,000 a year? It's a good start, right? It's just about changing your habits, sacrificing, seeing what you can do to spend less. Because this penny, a penny saved is a penny earned, as Benjamin Franklin used to say. Someone said here, don't put your kids in private school until grade 11. Now, I did a I did a reel on Instagram and Facebook. It got like 1.3 million views and actually, I think now, because very controversial topic. And I didn't make a stance whether to do one or the other. I just explained in the reel. And I've just done a YouTube episode on this. I don't think I've done a podcast episode on it. But anyway, I did. Go back and check out the podcast episode I did on this about private and public school, because it is a fair comment to make. Like, I think it's intelligent for junior school not to always necessarily be private and then move to private after, because you're saving a lot of money doing that. And I think the education is arguably the same at that point. But again, I'm not taking a side or a position. It's just important to think about it, not just be on automation. And of course, if you have tons of money and private school fees like a walk in the park, it's irrelevant, right? Just about. But what I find is fascinating is that those parents that scrimp and save and sacrifice 12 years of their life just to send their kids, and it just doesn't mean that they're going to be a success, you know? I think it's just that. There's a fair trade-off, right, for what you're getting. I just don't think the ROI on private education is what it used to be anymore. Anyway, that's another topic for another episode that I've already done, so go back, check it out. This is a good one. My friend Mark, he's put in here a few things, so I'll read them out to you. It's really, really cool. So, divorce is an expensive cost, so save money by picking the right partner. I'd have to say that's arguably the greatest money hack on earth, because I think when people say, I've lost everything, what happens is they've not been patient in selecting a mate. They've not been thoughtful about it. They've been emotional. Obviously, it's an emotional thing too. You can't escape that completely, of course. We're not robots, but be thoughtful about it, okay? Make sure you got the same values when it comes to money and values when it comes to everything else, because people get married just out of, you know the old saying, fools rush in, okay? Don't be a fool, because later down the track, look what it cost Jeff Bezos. It's really funny because Jeff Bezos is the CEO of Amazon, founder of Amazon. He was the wealthiest guy in the world before Elon just overtook him. He's probably worth $100 billion or something, some crazy number. Anyway, his ex-wife now, she is... Mackenzie Bezos. She's actually the wealthiest woman in the world. She actually became that through the divorce. So there you go. Wealth hack there for her. But obviously you can't read the future. So that one's just a nice reminder. He's put here, money saved is money made. So same as a penny saved is a penny earned, for sure. Self-esteem, this is a good one. Have self-esteem so you don't buy brands and luxury items to make people love you. So this is about playing status games versus wealth games. People who buy brands are playing status games, and those who don't are playing probably wealth games, and that's what he's talking about here. So yeah, great hack, right? What else? Buy less of what you love and make it last. So there you go, just volume, manage what you're spending. So instead of, like buying two ice creams like I may do sometimes, just buy one. So spend less than you make, yes. Buy on special. This is a good one from John. Buy on special when you don't need the items urgently and stock up, right? And this is really interesting. Mark Cuban, who's a billionaire, okay, he's got a really cool book out. If you go to his Twitter, it's called 3 Comma Club. If you go to his Twitter, you can download this book. I'm currently reading it. It's called 100 Mental Models. Wonderful book, I think. But it's like $60. You get so much value in it. Anyway, he sold me. But he's a billionaire, right? So he's part of the 3 Comma Club. That's what they mean by billionaire. And he actually does it. He did this when he was coming up. He probably still does it. But he would go to, say, Costco, or he would go to a supermarket when there's on special things. He would buy a massive amount of them, stock up, like John says here. And then he'd put them in like crates under his bed. Because he's like, I mean, if you look at how much that saved him over the course of a year, it's quite a lot of money. So there you go. Hey, that's how you become really wealthy too. It's smart, right? Pay yourself first. Andrew, my friend Andrew says, pay yourself first, invest in income-producing assets, seek guidance from successful mentors. Awesome. He's been following my journey for a bit there, and hopefully he's talking my language there, right? Yeah, it's okay to want things. You don't need everything that you want. Yep. Chris Greenbanks here. If in doubt, ask Lloyd Roth. This is in our Facebook group. If you haven't joined it yet, jump in. It's called Money Grows on Trees. And I just post this question. I just want to share it with you because there is some gold in here. And finally here, Maggie said, make more than you owe and invest in yourself. Best ROI ever. It's true, right? Because I just did a reel on this too. How do you invest in yourself? It's about skilling up. So you become a money maker. Treat yourself like an asset. Okay. So there's some of the ultimate money hacks or money saving tips, that you can do straight away to start creating more money. Of course, if you look at all these tips, it boils down to, you don't manage money, you manage your behavior. Money in your bank account is a byproduct of your behavior management, okay, discipline. And I just put a little money tip today into our Telegram channel. If you haven't joined the Telegram channel where I put in like voice messages, live video, stuff like that on a daily basis for free, if you're not in the channel yet, just go to lloydstelegram.com, lloydstelegram.com. Maybe, hey, Phil, let's chuck it in the show notes. Let's put it in there. And jump in there because daily value, right? All for free. And it coincides with some of the value emails I put out to try and help modify your mindset around money. And of course, supports the podcast and, hey, our new YouTube channel. So yeah, we haven't launched that officially yet, but it's coming up. So stand by for that one. And that's it for the episode. I just really want to share those with you. I hope that's been of value. If it has, hey, take this podcast, share it with a friend, send them the link to the Spotify. And of course, hey, share it. If you share it to your stories, I'll give you a shout out. And thanks to everyone who's tuning in. Thanks to everyone who's given us a 5-star review. It's really easy to do on Spotify. You just go into Spotify, click 5 stars. And if we can get that right up, I'd love to have 1,000 5-star reviews. If you think it's 5-star, if not, put lower. But, our mission is to really teach everyone everything they wish they learned at school about money, but they were never taught, right? So that's the mission, bringing practical money advice to you can actually put in place and work with to get ahead. So thanks again. Love you all. And I'll see you. Well, I'll hear from you, or I'll talk to you rather, on the next episode of Money Grows on Trees podcast.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Money Grows on Trees podcast. If you like the show, you might want to check out our book, Money Grows on Trees, which you can find at lloydjross.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, leave a review, and feel free to reach out to Lloyd on Instagram at @LloydJamesRoss.